Hello and welcome to The Alternate Timeline, a show where we take the title of an established film or game and go head-to-head to see who can pitch the best alternate version. My name's Callum and I am moderating today, hot damn, fresh off my loss of streak. and the gentleman who defeated me is, of course, Kyle.
I don't feel good about it, to be honest, based on the last episode. It was, it's not a sweet victory, let's put it that way, but hi, nice to see
you. Well-fought battle.
Well, no, it was not.
And, you know, you stood victorious at the end.
Well, thank you.
You know, I can admit that.
I can't.
And of course, we have the ever-embittered James.
Look, again, just like to apologize for the last one. I got carried away. I've let it go now. I've moved on. These two have been forgiven. It's fine.
All right, cool. There's right. There's the 20 I promised you.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what? I need to... there's one thing I didn't prepare, and that was a quick synopsis.
No.
Do you have a coin?
I do have a coin.
That's good.
A quick yawn, don't worry about me.
quick yawn.
Okay. It's load up
our unofficial sponsor this week. It is IMDb. Mm. We've got a quick synopsis for you.
Okay.
A linguist is recruited by the military to communicate with alien life forms after 12 mysterious spacecrafts land around the world. Can you guess what it is?
Arrival, what a film.
It is, of course, Herbie Fully Loaded. God, I love you, Lindsay. Moving on to Kyle. You won last week, so I call
sure
it,
did.
Brother.
Tails.
Always fails.
Always fails.
And would you believe it, it's won this week.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
First?
I would like James to go first.
Interesting move. Interesting.
Yes.
James.
Oh, God.
I just called him James. It was gross.
It's pronounced Jim. Jim. The film is Arrival.
Is it Arrival or The Arrival?
It's just remember. Arrival.
Arrival. Have you not seen Arrival?
Yeah, I've seen Arrival. I just can't remember who's a the in the title.
There is not,
changes,
I can confirm.
It changes the whole thing.
Not. Not even Arrival. In your timeline.
Or is
there? Don't play that shit.
We've already done The Departed.
In my timeline, all films have to start with a the.
Ah. This can be Jim's sequel to his The Departed.
Okay.
He can finally tell us what happened on that ship with Terrence Stamp.
Oh, Terrence.
We've all been dying to know.
It's been keeping me up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know you did. And I'm going to do a sequel to Callum's Departed.
You've got a minute and a half.
A minute and a half. What
you've got
you
a minute and a half to tell me some
Jim, you gave us a minute and a half last week. You dick.
I was embittered and angry.
Oh, I see. So that's fine, is it?
All right, fine. You guys both get 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, benevolent leader.
Well, yeah. Okay, just this once. Don't think I'm going soft. Okay, your time starts now. What's your story? That's 5 seconds.
Hey.
What's it called again? Arrival.
Yes.
Oh, God. No, it's no the arrival, Jim. It's the arrival.
Is it the? Is it not?
15 seconds.
Arrival. Shit.
All that yapping you were doing.
Why has there not got a V in it? That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe you could explain the lack of the V with your story right now.
Yeah. You can have a V in your timeline, Jim. I'll let you have it this week. Go.
I won't let you have it. The moderator knows. That's 40 seconds.
All right. Okay.
Okay, I'm excited.
You fought for that extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So now he'd be on a minute if he hadn't had that. Jim,
come on,
go.
Hit me with something.
Exactly. I can't you keep talking over me now. I've got so many ideas.
Oh, yeah, it's my ideas, man. Shoot. Don't let other people get in your way.
Okay.
That's a minute five.
Okay, let's say this is a film about a family that live on an island.
Let's say that.
Okay.
Small island, not big, you know, and let's say like 2 miles wide.
Not class as a character.
No, just small hand. And let's say one day. Zeller. Shut the fuck up. One day.
1 minute 20.
One day.
A random stranger shows up on the island.
Okay.
Some could say
and just decides to set up a camp on the far side of the island.
Right.
And it's a thriller.
Uh-huh.
About this mysterious character who they don't approach because they're, you know, they don't know if he knows they're there. You know what I mean? Because they're not, their presence isn't well known. They're just kind of camping there on like a little holiday. And then this guy shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say there's a foul play afoot.
Oh, I'm intrigued now, Callum. Can we give Jim a bit of extra ammo?
Yeah,
30
seconds because of the talking.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus Christ. oh,
what's the trouble afoot? What's going on?
It's just a mysterious guy that shows up, and you know these people are just, they're like a couple of teenagers, you know, say in their late 20s, early 20s, you know, I mean, late teens. They're all a bit paranoid, drinking too much beer, and there's this guy on one side of the island. He's the oldest, he's young, you can't really tell. Turns out he's in the mid-50s, this guy. And they're convinced that they've seen him dragging a body off the boat and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then...
That's time, but keep going.
God!
So did you say they're on holiday? The family are on holiday or the couple are on holiday?
It's not a family. It's just it's a group of teenagers.
Bunch of teenagers on like a summer vacation.
Yeah. They've found this kind of quiet island that they're on, you know, not
leaving. They think they're alone. And then one day a guy drags a body onto the beach.
No, one day a guy just appears on the beach. They wake up and there's a guy.
I'm getting like a slasher vibe.
So am I. But like he doesn't talk to them. He just sort of is there.
He just set up camp there overnight. He doesn't talk to them, and they're, you know, they're thinking, is this guy some sort of, like, you know, because they're on this island, like, illegally. It's a small island. It's like a part of a group of islands that's just saying some sort of, I don't know, area. And this guy shows up, and they think, is this guy, like, a ranger or something? He's got like, a little small boat. He's, like, hunting fish and everything. He's just there on the thing, and then...
And then,
during one of their little drunken escapades... one of them thinks they see him dragging a body of a thing, and they get all paranoid about it, and they start trying to approach this guy and all that kind of stuff, trying to, you know, scare him and trying to get him off the island, and then he starts picking them off.
Oh God!
Why?
No, he doesn't pick them off. What happens? One of the guys. that seems to. I recently saw Halloween and I realized I hate that. So. One of them goes at him, and he, in self-defense, he kills one of them.
Right.
One of the teenagers, he gets drunk in the middle of the night, and he wanders off going after the guys, or like, you know, one of the big guys, or big tough, and he ends up not coming back.
Right. And but he's then, like killed him like in self-defense, not like because he's a psycho or whatever.
Well, this kind of implied that he's killed him because they think they see a body hide dragging off and stuff.
Right.
What really happened is the guy kind of got drunk. And ended up stumbling and drowning, banged his head on some rocks and drowned.
Oh, okay.
But,
so the whole thing, it's like a psychological thriller where they think this guy's picking them off. They think this guy killed their friend.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're, you know.
But what's actually happening?
Fucking hell. Make me think about this goddamn film, now, aren't
you?
Never had this much time before. Okay, so this guy dies on the beach. He cracks his head. They think he's the one that's killed him. So they can't get off the boat because they can't get off the island because let's just say there was a storm and their boat got destroyed. So they're stuck on the island and this... And then they get all like worked up and think, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So they go and decide to go and kill the guy.
Fuck. It's drastic.
Yeah, they think, fuck it, you know, there's no way we're going to survive on this island. We've got to kill him because he killed our friend. So they go and try to kill him. And yeah, there you go. Then it turns into the whole plot where everyone's trying to kill each other. You know what I mean? So they're trying to get to him and he's kind of one by one in self-defense, kind of picking them off. Because they...
Jesus. It's Rambo. It's Rambo, you're saying. It's Rambo.
Weird Rambo, yeah.
Yeah, so they, you know, he realizes they're coming at him. He doesn't want really anything of it, but they kind of keep coming at him, and then he just starts, you know, one by one, bang, bang,
And what, he's just some dude that wanted to go to this island?
He's an ex-Vietnam guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Why is he on the island?
Because he just wants some peace, bro. Just wants some peace away from the world, you know? He's seen some shit. He's not happy with it. He just wants some peace.
Okay. We'll leave it there.
Now it's time for the film slam.
Kyle, I'll give you 2 minutes, but, you know, if there's more to delve into, we'll jump into it.
Oh, you
think?
Time
starts now. Go ahead.
Okay, so mine is the story of a sort of a Babadook-esque psychological horror film where a youngish woman, sort of a 20s woman, gets pregnant, and then her fiance, who she gets pregnant with, dies, and so she raises the baby by herself, and the baby is an arrival, and there's some weird shit starts going on around the baby, so she. I should probably have thought about this more while Jim was talking, I guess what starts happening is it's like the Babadook in the it's like you know like it's not so much like real horror, it's more like she starts seeing like her dead fiance like in the house and stuff, and she starts like seeing. You know, like the baby doing weird things, but you never know if it's actually real or if she's just, you know, like stressed because of what's happened, like a sort of trauma in her life. And whether or not she's...
It all links back to the fiancé, is that?
Yeah, it all links back to the fiancé, yeah. Like, it's just, like, so it's not like a straight up, you know, the baby doesn't turn into like a thing, monster, demon and like such shit. But she just starts seeing weird things and things start moving and the baby, you know, like is there and then disappears and it's not really in... And, you know, she's waking up in the night and, like, the baby's, like, suddenly older and it's, like, in her doorway and then she, like, and it's not really there. And it's just like a psychological horror about a woman who's sort of, just sort of, like, has had, like, a trauma and it's coming out in this, like, new baby. It's, like, one of those, you know, postnatal sort of...
Okay,
yeah,
that's time now.
All right.
So these things always have... something to resolve in order to stop the paranormal activity.
Uh-huh. Right?
So what is that? What is the thing that is wrong that needs to be set right?
Okay, I mean, I don't know how it would play out necessarily, but I suppose it is just like the loss of the fiancé and like the reconciliation of raising a child as a single mother, like, or, you know, like a like that, and like maybe like her parents are coming around and like his parents obviously and she's like brushing them away and they can see that she's starting to sort of turn and they're trying to get help for her and she doesn't want any of it, and I think it's just like a cathartic, I don't know, like something like maybe like the baby really does like at the end the baby, like her parents or whatever take the baby and she's like, you know, has like a moment of like a real horror moment with her husband, her ex-fiance, and he's like, you know, sort of evil or whatever. And then it, you know, it turns and she like faces it and realizes that she has to come to terms with him because she has a child now. And then, you know, ends with like her maybe going to her parents' house and seeing her child again.
So she's maybe like blaming the child for the loss.
Yeah. Almost, yeah, or just feels like she's unable to do it on her own and she's sort of taking that out on the child.
Yeah, and the resolution is just to see it differently rather than to be buried or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, rather than he's a demon that's like ruining my life. It's like, no, he's my son and, you know, like I should be here for him regardless of how hard life is at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. Moving on to cast, I'll give you a minute.
Oh God!
A minute.
A minute. You don't need very long to do cast, do you?
Cast is Jim's longest segment every week.
Yeah. It's filled with the most errs, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Right, we've got a minute. Okay.
Well, fuck you. You've got a minute.
Fuck you. You've got a minute. James, your minute starts now. James. Jim, your minute starts now.
James.
You're all right. We have a fucking stroke over here, isn't she? Okay, so the old guy, well, the oldish guy, the bagger is Hugo Weaving.
Oh, okay. That's great. Oh, that's yeah, great. That's yeah. great. Yeah, that is great. Oh, I love
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, me
trying
too.
Trying to think of a an eclectic mix of the young ones.
The teens. You know,
this is always fun.
The issue is, you know, there's not a lot of...
teenage actors?
Well, not a lot of teenage actors that are recognisable, not recognisable, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just throw a couple of random ones in off the list I've just assembled.
Assembled Google. Assembled.
Okay, so you've got Dane DeHaan's one.
Yeah. Oh, cool, yeah.
Cool.
We've got
Moody Teens.
Dakota Fanning's another one.
Oh, okay. You couldn't have chose L, couldn't you? Can you have L instead? I prefer L.
L's hotter on the indie scene.
Oh, Dakota was good in The Alienist, though. I'll give her that.
Logan Lerman's another one.
Oh, cool, yeah. Okay, shit, okay. Yeah.
We're going to throw Emma Watson in there.
Oh, fuck. That's a team. Isn't that like a Wallflower reunion for her and Logan Lerman?
It is.
I don't know what that is.
That's time.
Have you, Jim, what did you, Kim, can I just ask? I love a peek behind the curtain. What did you Google? Young actors? Teen actors?
I start with actors and then I move on to younger actors, yes.
Okay.
That's a good cast, you know, despite...
That is a good cast. Hugo Weaving is like an embittered old, like, war vet.
See,
or something.
I was searching through and I found a picture of him with a big old beard and I thought, yes, that's mm-hmm. the guy. He's got a big old
yeah,
beard.
Yeah, he's pretty great. Beard.
Mm. Okay, cool. Kyle.
Hi.
You've got a minute. Your time starts
okay.
now.
Okay, so leading lady is Jennifer Lawrence, because I love Jennifer okay. Lawrence.
Yep.
And, you know, she's got it in her, because she's fucking badass. Child is irrelevant, obviously. Jennifer's, fiancé, love interest, sort of ghost, husband, fiancé kind of thing, it's Chris Pine. let me think if I want to cast here. Let me just think. Give me a second. Who do I want to cast as her fiancé? Like, it's quite a meaty-ish role, isn't it?
Meaty? Got 15 seconds.
Yes. I know, I've got 15 seconds and it's not coming to me, boy. It's not coming. Who do I want in this role? Fuck, I can't think of anybody like young-ish. Come on, it's time. Time's going to be gone and I've not thought
five
of anybody.
5 seconds, you've got to throw me a name.
Oh, God. No, I've got to find you a name. I've got to find you a name.
That's time, but I'll let you just throw out a name.
Throw out a name. Why can I not think of any young actors? You know what? I've just finished Maniac, and he was fantastic in it. Jonah Hill.
Jonah, my boy. He's got the serious jobs now.
He does. I mean, he's had it for a while, but he's really coming forth. Jonah Hill. Absolutely.
Jonah Hill and then J-Law.
J-Law, yeah. And then I guess the parents would be like peripheral, but we don't have time to cast them because I've just run out of time.
All right, tight. Cool. So moving on to the first of the made-up rounds for this week.
The made-up rounds?
You know, every week we do story and cast and then we throw in some random shit.
We do?
This is the first random shit. It's
okay.
A theme park ride based on your film. I want you to talk me through it.
That's great. That's such a good...
2 minutes.
Okay.
About your theme park ride.
Jim.
Jesus. You've got 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Okay, so mine's like a haunted house on rails.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts off...
Considering that it's very much not in a house.
hey, trust me, okay? It's not so much a house, but you know what I mean? It's inside, is what I'm saying. It's inside. So, you know, it's all themed and it's all like... So you go through a journey, so you start and it's like you're on the water. It's like crashing waves. It does a mixture of, like, on water and on rails.
Okay.
So it's like a, what are the things called? Like a log flume.
Yeah.
But the boat's also got wheels on it.
That sounds dangerous as fuck.
So you start off, you go through the doors and then you're kind of in the water and you're splashing around your own waves and then you get to the island.
Right.
It's kind of this nice little bit where there's like beaches and sand and then you go around the corner and then there's a... you're setting the scene, it's like a... it's like a nice atmosphere, sunny, you know, partying going on. There's like, there's a lot of background music.
It's spring break.
Yeah, it's like background music. There's parrots and, you know, animals and stuff and palm trees. And it's nice and summery.
Right. And then a corpse floats past you.
No. That's and a then, and then all of a sudden, thunder crashes, boom, and you're back on the water again. Back on the water, back on the water, back on the water, on the land. And all of a sudden, there's like a shadowy figure in the background.
Right.
In the back. And it's like, he's just far away. You can like see him on the distance. And then as you keep going, it like, it'll kind of, remember the film Lights Out? It kind of keeps going. Yeah. It and the thunder flashes, it flashes and he's getting closer. Like, boom, boom, he's just getting closer. You know, you're not in the water at this point, but you're still getting splashed by water. Boom, boom. And then you get through. And then basically it all goes a bit hellish there. It's like a bit of a rapids. And then at the end, there's lots of explosions and stuff.
Oh, explosions and stuff are dying. That's time. Okay, I mean, this promise of a good ride in there somewhere.
You're so kind, Callum. You're so kind hearted.
I'm an evil moderator today. Kyle, 15 minutes. Tell me about your theme park ride. Go.
Okay, so mine is like, mine is more like, sort of like an escape room, but not like obviously like an hour long story escape room. But you get like dropped, like you like walk through the entrance into like a room, and it's like two or four of you at a time. And it's more like an experience, like one of those haunted house things where you walk through it and the actors jump out at you, and you know, and the whole thing's like on camera, and like the one in Blackpool where the whole thing's on camera in that bar at the end. And you're basically seeing like a recreation of the house from the film. And you sort of go through, and there's a few different paths. Like you don't have to necessarily go down the same hallways and things. And you're basically just trying to get out, but it's in the dark, and there are live actors, and there's like elements of there's elements of like the sound effects and. Lighting effects and like shadows on the wall and stuff, and then people that pop out as like some of the demon things that she sees when she's having a tough time. Yeah. And it's kind of like that. I was thinking just then to make it like a VR thing, but I don't think that's like is that one theme park ride at Alton Towers that's VR? And it would just be like a haunted house where you sort of go in as a group and you just have to make your way out. And on the way out, you would be like scared, and it would be like a haunted house thing. And then,
things like an escape room.
No, not like that. I just meant like the vibe of like there's multiple paths to take. Like, you know, it's not just like walk forward and then someone jumps out, ooh, and then walk right, ooh, and then walk right, ooh, and then that's the end. It would be like you're in a house and you can go a few different ways, but it's like being inside the house haunted by these things.
Things. You got 5 seconds. Anything else you want to play?
No.
Well, all right, that's done. Cool. So we got one more round before the inevitable slam.
Oh.
And this round, I'm going to give you 2 minutes again, and I want you to pitch a sequel to me.
Oh.
Oh, what? Right. I want a sequel to your film.
Oh, God.
You've got 2 minutes to pitch the sequel. James, your time starts now. I love it.
Okay. So, after the film, Hugo Weaving's character leaves the island and all the bodies behind. And
he succeeds and kills them all.
Yeah, everyone dies. So he leaves the body. He leaves the body and he kind of goes on the thingy. And this is where we go full on fucking Rambo 2. He runs upon it. He ends up rocking up an island. A storm knocks off his thing. He rocks up an island full of drug dealers. He's run by a drug dealing gang.
The cartel.
And he just wants to get off the island. But as he's about to, you know, the first like half an hour is him trying to get through, sneak off the island. But he's about to get off the island. He's about to get off. And then he sees another boat pull up with a kidnapped wife, woman, and kids. it's like, oh no! And then he fucking has to go back and still full on commando and taken. And
but he's just killed like 10 teens. Why does he suddenly have to nobly rescue a family?
Because he feels like he has to, you know, He feels like he has to do something to redeem himself for the teenagers he just left on around somewhere. So, yeah.
So it's a redemption arc.
It's a redemption arc.
Go.
Yeah, you know, like in The Mummy 2, how the Scorpion Wait. King's the bad guy. In the prequel, he's a goodie. Obviously, the way around. In the sequel, he's a goodie.
He's not really a goodie.
He's a bit like, you know, he understands what he is. He's a bit like Logan, you know. He kills these dudes and then he lets them off.
He just kills people when he's bored.
No, he does it for the right reasons, you know.
No, he doesn't.
Self-defense and...
I'm getting Equalizer vibes.
To get a bit of peace. So he goes, he saves the family, kills the drug dealers, but he's mortally wounded, and as he lets the family off on the boat, he slowly dies on the beach.
And that's time. Beautiful resolution there.
Oh, that was gorgeous, that end.
I mean, you can't see me, but I'm giving you a standing ovation. Kyle, you've got 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Okay, so mine is they franchise it and it goes down the full-on haunted house route. And they take it to be like... you know what? I've just changed my mind on the fly. So my sequel is the kid when he's grown up, when he's sort of like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And his mum's obviously older now, you know, well, like sort of in her 40s, I'd say. And
did she stop being
he stopped. Well, yeah, because like it was, you know, like I guess it was not like she wasn't crazy so much. It was like emotion. But he starts to see similar things. He starts to, and then it becomes like whether or not maybe it was like a, you know, if it was real, because it's in the same house.
Okay.
And he's sort of 15, 16. And no, he's not having a child. He's like, I mean, he's at school. So, you know, he's maybe he's getting bullied at school and he's going through some school issues. But he starts to see other things. Like he starts to see his dad as well, even though he never knew him. You know, and his mum's, he starts seeing his mum do some crazy shit, or like imagining that she's doing some crazy shit. And it's like this coming of age film about this kid who's grown up. And you know, he doesn't know that his mum went through these things, but maybe he starts to uncover it and he starts to tell her about it. And she's like, oh, fuck, this happened to me. Like, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's the house, maybe it's not just inside. And then, yeah, maybe I can either go the horror route and it turns out it is the house and maybe it left him alone for a few years, or, you know, that it's just another, like, it's just like a psychological family trait to, like, you know, sort of be a bit, I don't know, whatever that would be in medical terms, like not schizophrenic, but, you know, something... something, yeah, that's hallucinatory kind of... and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
All right. It's the film's lamb. You got a minute.
I'm going to bet on something, Callum. I'm going to bet on something.
Throw it out there.
Jim didn't listen to any of my film and doesn't know what it's about.
We'll find out in 3.
We're
going
to find out. I bet the first sentence is, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I'm a little vague on the details.
Interesting that you would
be. What a shocker.
Okay.
Slam away then, Jim.
Your time starts now. Go.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it's about again?
I heard the word Jennifer Lawrence, didn't I? I heard that,
yeah,
right?
Two words, yeah.
Okay. She balls, man. She balls.
Oh, you can fuck off.
She's. Look, I saw Passengers. I sat through that bullshit. I also sat through that X-Men movie. There was some good scenes in it, but she was shit. And then did she do that other one with that guy...
This is not a Jennifer Lawrence slam.
What was the one where she was meant to be Earth and God and bullshit? Oh, crap. Was that
Mother?
Do you mean yes.
Lucy? Oh, I thought you meant Lucy.
Lucy was Scarlett Johansson. That was shit. That fucking was shit, that film.
I'd rather watch that than Passengers, I tell you that.
Of course you would, Jim. That says more about you than it does about Jennifer Lawrence.
She's the shit and she bores me and you suck ass.
Coming with the fire.
You're coming with the fire.
Time. So
I mean, we found out a very constructive feedback there. I know that the next film I cast is going to have Jennifer Lawrence and Denzel Washington in it. And Jim can kiss my ass.
They're both going to be in a retirement home.
Yeah. They're both going to be really uncool. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence is going to be super cool and she's going to be bullying Denzel.
Jim's not going to sleep tonight.
That makes me mad.
Yeah. You've got a minute, Kyle. Your time starts now.
Denzel sucks. That's it. I've crippled him. The final blow.
Throw the pokeball.
Jim. No, you talk through. Go on.
I've thrown in the towel. I can't take it.
Yeah, I thought so. I hear that towel. Jim's film. As much as I enjoyed his sequel, Rambo Beach Death, the first film doesn't make any sense. The film, the plot
it makes all sense.
Yeah, again, he loves to say this, but it's not true. It's never true. The plot of his film is as such. Teens go to island for break. Man comes to island. Man kills all teens. we're meant to root for the man. There's like, they find like their mate, like gets drunk and washes up on the beach, dead. Hugo Weaving's just sort of like, oh, shit. And they're like, you killed him. And so he kills them one by one. And we're meant to be like, yeah. And it's like, the film was following the teens. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, but the teens are really douchey in it. Like,
but then it's a slasher film, isn't it? And then Hugo Weaving should be like a zombie, not just a guy on the beach trying to fish.
He's not chasing them down, and they're coming at him, you know?
Right. Again. Okay, that's fine.
You suck balls.
Wow. Well, that's a real close one this week, boys.
If we had a video segment, this would be the part where we have a little bit of a wrestle.
I've got to say, Jim's sequel film was better than his actual film.
Yeah, I'll give that. It was. Yeah.
It was. Your sequel film, Kyle, confused me as to why it was an Arrival film. Like, it didn't link to the title.
Oh, yeah. Neither did Jim's.
Yeah, it did. He arrived on another island.
Oh, fuck off.
And then that family arrived on the island as well. So much Arrivals.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
That was all the Arrivals.
Cool. It's called Arrivals. The sequel's called Arrivals.
I was kind of hoping one of you was going to do a, like, Tom Hanks, The Terminal with this.
Yeah, those are my first two thoughts, were either like a departure gate or a baby. And I went with the baby.
My sequel is actually called The Arrivalings.
Ah.
For that.
Well, somebody.
The Arrivalings.
That's the family's surname that turns up on the beach.
No, but for real, Kyle wins this weekend.
Again, the backstabbery is just...
Oh, here it comes. Next week it's going to be Silent Hill 2.
Yours just didn't have a story, and then I gave you a lot of extra time, and then you just turned it into, well, he kills all the deans because of a misunderstanding.
For real though, Jim, your second film sounded great.
Yeah. Totally on board with
right down to the last scene of his heroic death on the beach.
Rambo the Arrivalings.
If that had been your film, you'd probably have won.
Okay.
Oh, here it comes again.
You live to fight another day, Jim. I look forward to you moderating next week.
But the show doesn't live to fight another day, though, Callum. It's a good job Andy's fucking moderating the next one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You get
Andy, if you're listening to this, let Jim win. Let Jim win the fucking three ring. You need to victory. He's going to slowly sabotage the show if you don't let him win.
All right. That is the show for this week. Kyle, if people wanted to get in touch, how would they do so?
We are on Twitter and Facebook at Alt Timecast. You can email us at thealternatetimeline@gmail.com.
And you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast platforms. Shout out to our
Rate, review, connect with your friends. Tell Jim that he's suck balls.
The seething rage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Will Jim ever find some redemption? Find out next week on the Alternate Timeline.
Woohoo! Oh, me.
Right, Callum. 3, 2, 1, action.
I mean, I'll let you have this for a couple of times, okay? This whole action thing. I know you were enjoying it, so I was like, let him keep doing it. It's around his birthday. It's not anymore, okay? We moved on.
You can fuck off.
Fuck off with your action.
And go.
Hello and welcome. Callum stands up for himself for 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then does whatever to match.
I mean, that might be a good sting, who knows.
It will be if you keep that bit in the end where you mention it's a good sting. It's so meta.
Stingception.
A stingception. Oh. A sting within a sting.
I feel like I've been sat too close and squeezed my balls a bit too tight.